This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The European Union is adapting its trade rules to accommodate new U.S. policies. VOA's Marissa Melton is reporting.
The EU will adapt its state aid rules to prevent an exodus of investment triggered by a new U.S. green energy subsidy package, this according to the bloc's chief executive on Sunday. Here's European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen speaking in Bruges.
Competition is good. We like it. It drives innovation. It enhances efficiency. It ensures progress. And in doing so, it brings down prices for clean technologies.
She said competition can drive excellence, but the playing field must be level. The European Union fears that the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act, with its generous tax breaks, may lure away EU businesses and disadvantage European companies, from car manufacturers to makers of green technology. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An Iranian lawmaker said Sunday that Iran's government is paying attention to the people's real demands, according to state media. It's the day after a top official suggested that the country's morality police, whose conduct helped trigger months of protest, has been shut down. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will not shrink from its unwavering support for Israel, despite stark differences with Prime Minister-elect Benjamin Netanyahu and concerns the Biden administration may have about members of his incoming right-wing government. Blinken said Sunday that the United States will remain a stalwart friend of Israel, even as it pursues goals that Netanyahu has opposed. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa looked relaxed and shared a joke with journalists as the African National Congress's party's National Working Committee has been discussing his political fate. Ramaphosa's future hangs in the balance as he faces calls from within the ANC and from opposition parties to step down from his position amid a scandal involving the theft of a large sum of cash from his farm in 2020. Ramaphosa was recused from the meeting of the ruling ANC, which came days after an independent parliamentary panel issued a report that suggested he may have broken anti-corruption laws. Three Chinese astronauts have landed in the Gobi Desert after a six-month mission to complete the construction of their country's space station. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Commander Chen Dong and astronauts Liu Yang and Cai Shuzhe were part of the Shenzhou 14 mission, which launched in June. This comes 5 days after three of their colleagues arrived on the Shenzhou 15 mission, making it the first time China had six astronauts in space at one time. During their mission, the astronauts completed three spacewalks, held a live science lecture from the station, and conducted a range of experiments. The station is part of official Chinese plans for a permanent human presence in orbit. I'm Naomi Shannon.
New Zealand is launching a wide-ranging inquiry into whether it made the right decisions in battling COVID-19 and how it can better prepare for future pandemics. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said Monday the coronavirus has posed the greatest threat to the nation's health and economy since World War II. She said now was an appropriate time to examine the governor's response with the highest level of inadequate insecurity. Two power substations in a North Carolina county were damaged by gunfire in what is being investigated as a criminal act, causing damage that could take days to repair and leaves tens of thousands of people without electricity and more. In response to the ongoing outages, which began after 7 p.m. Saturday, across Moore County, officials announced a state of emergency that includes a curfew from 9 p.m. Sunday to 5 a.m. Monday. Also, county schools will be closed on Monday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.